The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You're listening, Clem and Kush, episode 17, Podcasting Giants, if you will.
Oh, I won't. Hi.
Hi. Did you know that the Bubba Army Podcast, in particular, Clem and Kush, is sponsored by Kansas City Steaks? Did you know that?
Oh, I think I've heard a thing or two about that.
And big games and big tastes. Kansas City Steak Company, buddy boy.
Well, you got a couple of weeks to get ready for the big game, so I think I'd hit up KansasCitySteaks.com and get ready now.
Do you know they got the cuts that you crave to celebrate the playoffs? And, of course, Kansas City's got their – I mean, not only are they serving you up great slabs of meat and steaks, but they got the Chiefs, too. I don't know if I can say that.
Yes, we can. Well, I mean, as the Buccaneers. Can we eat Kansas City meat in Tampa Bay? Yes, we can.
I mean, the whole world should be eating Kansas City meat. Should they not?
They should, please. Yes. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. I think that's the best way to celebrate the big game.
You can actually use promo code Bubba, and that'll get you now up to $30 savings, and better yet, a free shipping kicker.
And I think it's time that you start planning your party, Bubba, because I know you need to get your Kansas City steaks order in.
I need to get my game day griller. I need to get my flat iron steak. I need to get my cheddar bacon steak burger. I need my all beef jumbo hot dogs. I need my rich macaroni and cheese melt. I got to fire up my grill or oven, and I got to get fired up for the big game.
All ground potatoes and some brookies on the side.
Game day grillers or a yippee-yo on the side? I don't know.
Yeah, that works too.
Every order from Kansas City Steak is flash frozen and delivered directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. They have basically every cut of steak imaginable. Plus appetizer, desserts, barbecue, and so much more. Bring up the steakhouse. Now, bring the steakhouse to your... Seth, you could even have a little crappy-ass house, but you could make it into a big-time steakhouse when you got slabs of meat from Kansas City Steak.
That's
buddy.
Very well said, yeah.
Thank you.
Invest in the steaks, not your real estate.
There you go. There you go. Make sure you use promo code Bubba at checkout. That's KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday, and then use the code Bubba. Thank you, Kansas City Steaks, you sexy boys.
And
you.
Just look in the bio. We'll have a little link for you right there to save you all the trouble.
Yeah, just look in the link. Link in the bio.
What's going on,
say
man?
Link in the bio. Well, first of all, here's what's going on.
I got a lot of shit going on.
Are we unpacking a lot today, buddy?
Well, I'll unpack everything.
Unpack at will.
Everything's
kid.
On the table. My new jobs. Even though I just talked to the Lightning Bolts, and they're even okay with me saying who my guest is this week.
You mean on the block party day?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it who we spoke about on Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say it or are you?
You can just say it.
Steven Stamkos, number 91, buddy.
Fuck yeah, the captain.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've not seen him in long form. I've not seen or heard long form interviews with him. I've seen some, you know, press conferences, some player, you know, like some locker room stuff, some in between period stuff, but I've never heard of a full-blown 35 long like you went on him, kid.
I never have either, and I had been trying to get Stamkos on the podcast since last year.
Oh, great. Now this podcast has turned into a podcast promoting your other podcast.
All right, fuck off. I'm just trying to tell you. It's a big guest. People are happy for me, Sponge.
You heard it.
I wanted.
I never
reached out and said, hey, what do you think? I normally know when something's good or not. I don't have people listen to it, but I really wanted to get your take on it. And I sent it to you, and you actually listened to it. Thank you.
Not only did I actually listen to it, but I forwarded it to that Steven Stamkos interview has been passed around more than a girl from a dollhouse.
Well,
I'm telling you right now.
Hold on. What do you mean? It doesn't come out till Wednesday, and I need the downloads.
No, what I'm saying is I listened to it 2 times. Tyler listened to it 2 times. That thing's gotten passed around. People love it.
You listened to it twice?
A time and a half. I listened to it in a time and a half.
Okay, well, one was enough. I mean, what'd you think? How'd I do?
Well, I thought you were brilliant. Again, I've never... I bet you when they told Steve Stamkos he was going to do Block Party with Seth Kushner that they didn't say that it was going to go 35 long. I think that his comfortability shown really quickly. And that's why you got him for 35. That's a score in itself. And I don't think that anything was out of bounds. And I think that you got a lot of great insight.
Thank you. Thank
in my
you.
Opinion.
No, it means a lot. Thank you. And that was a huge interview for me. I think that was the greatest interview that I've done in my career. And I'm really proud
well, great.
Of it.
That gives you next week off, buddy. Just kidding.
What do you mean? Do I get next week off? It's you know.
No, but...
It's my birthday.
I was thinking about, I know that you have.
Like, look at you brushing past. I was just saying that was the biggest moment of my career. Just like, fuck you.
No, it was. I mean, yeah.
That was a big moment for me, man.
I know it. I'm with you, buddy. Johnny emotional support deal. I'm here for you.
I mean, I know it's not, you know, it's not Kansas City Stakes worthy, but it's damn good content.
Why do you think I'm taking a shit on it, buddy? You're inside your own head right now.
I am.
You're having conflict.
I'm spun out right now.
My
but,
Lord, I'm on your team, buddy.
You better be.
Fucker.
Okay.
I gave you some fucking willies out back.
You did? Oh, we're some theater of the mind. I got you.
Yeah, remember I gave you willies out back?
Oh, the willies. You did give me that. That actually did
I
happen,
mean, that
yeah.
actually fucking saved the day.
You did. You saved the day. You
and
saved the day.
You were freaking out about having not any more willies left. And I'm like, I got willies. And you're like, you ain't got no fucking willies. And I'm like, I got real fucking willies. And you're like, no, you don't. Like, motherfucker, meet me out back. I'll bring you some fucking willies. I brought you the willies. And you're like, holy shit, you got willies.
You did. You did. Thank you. And I mean, that's part, you know, that leads into kind of my next job that I've going on. So, I mean, I'm really trying to help myself.
God, can you imagine, though? If I hadn't had your willies, because you need willies, and
yeah.
the guy that was giving you the willies is a fucking dick, and he short spaced you on the willies, and I came in on a willie.
I do want to say the guy that was giving to me was a doctor. He wasn't just a guy. So, yeah.
Don't worry about what I am, buddy.
No,
I got connections.
No, you do. But the guy, the original guy that was giving to me was a real doctor. So.
Did you tell Phoebes that I came through on the willies?
She wanted you to originally when I was out. She said, call Bubba. And I go, what the fuck? I go, you think
she knows.
Gonna...
Phoebe knows who the fucking man is who gets shit done around here.
She does.
That bitch knows. I love her.
Yeah, yeah, she does. And I just, you know.
Which brings me to my next topic.
Yeah. The greatest moment of my career?
No, we've already been past that, and people can listen to the greatest part of your career by going to Block Party, to the Block Party podcast, and getting the newest one that drops, what, Thursday?
Well, Wednesday.
Wednesday, which is you and Stephen Stamkos.
Yes.
Arguably your finest moment in broadcasting.
Thank you.
Biggest guest by far.
Oh, yeah.
And not only biggest guest, but just like, I mean, you know, you're a Lightning fan.
Yes.
And, you know, it would be much like if I was able to go 35 with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let me tell you what it is, Bubba. The biggest thing is that they, even though it's a podcast for the Lightning, they don't just give Stamkos
no.
to anybody. So it meant a lot that they trusted me. It meant a lot that they wanted the Block Party to be a huge deal.
Well, it validates a lot of different things. It really does. I mean, it really validates, you know, you and your podcast. It valid, you know, because you didn't know if you were going to get resigned.
I did
they
not.
Resigned you. They gave you a raise.
Yeah.
And hold on. Listen, motherfucker. The bone couldn't have strategically fucked it up anymore.
Oh, the bone. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Telling you what the fuck's going on.
If we're talking about the bone fucking up, I'm piping in.
I'm talking about your natural progression to the top. You quit the fucking bone because they won't let you do the shit that you're doing because they don't think you can do the shit that you're doing. But you go out and do the shit that you're doing. They give you a raise and you get fucking number 91. Motherfucker, that's dropping a goddamn microphone.
Swing from these 102.5, motherfucker.
I should be your publicist, motherfucker. I know it.
You should be my agent.
You left because they didn't want you to do some side willies, and you're like, and they're like, well, quite frankly, you can't do those side willies. He fucking sucks. He can't do that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Let him go. Fucking let him go. So he goes. He goes over here. They think he's insane. Then he starts doing all these side willies, and the side willies end up being fucking awesome.
Next thing you know, I'm taking calls from fucking Tim Sabian sitting in my driveway talking about big time podcast series we might develop.
Hey boo, don't want to blow you up when you got the phone. Blah, blah,
what the
blah,
fuck?
Blah, 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 blah. It's my sister.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the podcast with him nuts.
Him nuts? What's that?
You.
What's him nuts? What does that mean?
Him nuts. Him nuts. Say it.
Him nuts. Is that what you call me?
No, I just thought of it just now.
It's not even funny.
Because my mom's nickname is Her Nuts, because hers is Nuts. So you're Nuts. So I just did. She knows who I'm talking about. I'm doing the podcast with him Nuts.
Okay. All right.
I like it.
Yeah.
You're Nuts. I'm Nuts. We're all Nuts for Nuts.
What else? What else you got over there, SpongeBob?
All right. So here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Right? You have you're riding high at work. You're doing everything that you wanted to do. We had a phone call with your wife last week, and I got you fucking just all kinds of puss.
Okay, yeah.
Did I not, buddy?
You did.
Did I
guess
you
did, yeah.
I'm blowing your spot up right now with fucking getting Stephen Stamkos. Can't you blow my spot up that I got you some snizz?
Yeah, you did.
Come
sniz?
On, cuz.
What's a snizz?
Snatch a snizz.
Yeah, I got some. I fucked. I'll say it like a man.
I got me some. I fucked my wife. Saying. I fucked my wife.
I made love to my wife and pleasured her curves.
Mm. Did she wrap them around? Did she do any of the stuff that we talked about, like the wraparounds or any of that stuff?
What do you mean? Like a wrestling move? Like a figure four?
Like, did she titty F you? Did you titty F?
No, I didn't titty F.
All right, so here's the deal.
Jesus.
I know.
Don't whisper this shit. It makes it more creepy.
I know you got a staycation planned this weekend where you and her and the kid and the dogs are going to a particular little beach and you're going to stay there for the weekend.
You want
to
take care of that?
No.
Okay.
Quit. Motherfucker, you're just grinding my dick in the dirt nonstop.
How am I? How am I grinding your dick in the dirt?
Gimme. I'm fixing to give you something.
It's not gimme, gimme, gimme.
I'm fixing to give you something.
What about
you? Let me give you
something.
What
about the willies I gave you?
What about you don't give me shit, motherfucker? You always at me. Gimme. Got that fucking hand out all the time,
What about
bitch?
Resurrecting you from the dead?
Okay, but and I'm constantly fucking being reminded by it. Motherfucker, you get a paycheck every other Thursday. Well, actually, Wednesday at midnight. And one hasn't bounced yet, buddy.
Oh, well, we've had issues with one of them.
One. Just one. You built me for a year and a half. We had one issue with one fucking
deal. Oh, a year and a half. It's been a year. Don't start attacking on halves.
Won't you take a fucking one issue? And you know what? That issue we had wasn't even a bounce, Willie. It's just that we didn't get it in on time, so it was a day late.
Whatever you told yourself to sleep
one,
that night.
I've been one day late in a year, and you know damn well, motherfucker.
You know what? I'll say one thing.
What,
that is true, but Cox never missed one paycheck. They were never late in 18 years.
And they got insurance benefits.
Don't worry about
Guess
that.
Guess what, motherfucker?
I got new insurance.
Bubba Clem, no insurance, happiness, fucking podcast, block party, fucking Larry Bueller's day off.
Oh, well,
all
yeah.
The bullshit to fucking flim flam and all the cool shit that you're doing now because you're working for me. Or insurance benefits and you'll never bounce a check and the fucking stability of that place.
Okay, no, you're right. I do have a lot of opportunities, and they are coming because of your show. So I thank you, Bubba.
I think they're great people over there, for the record. I think they're fucking great people, and I wish them nothing but the continued best at all times.
Who?
Everybody.
At the boat?
Everybody, everywhere.
I don't wish them the best.
That's you.
That
your
is
opinion.
Not the official
that's
word.
Not, that's my opinion officially.
That's not the opinion of this podcast.
Godspeed.
That's not the opinion of this podcast.
Half of it is.
No, it's not. We're neutral on them. We just don't have any feelings about them.
There we go. We have no feelings about you.
That's all we can say.
So listen to this, buddy. I'm cutting you a deal now.
Talk to me, Daddy.
If you promise to fuck the shit out of your wife.
You are such a fucking
pimp. I'll give you a day
in
off.
In a gross way.
A day off.
What the?
I'll give you a 4-day weekend.
Wait. Stop the clock.
We're taking Tuesday off.
Let me do a Ronnie and stop the clock.
We're taking Tuesday off.
Tuesday, February 2nd.
You're getting that off paid regardless.
Okay, because you have a super spreader event in Ocala.
The Lucas super late models come to my track Monday and Tuesday, February 1 and 2.
Are you sold out?
We will be.
Okay.
There's no pre-sold.
I didn't know if you wanted to sell anything here.
Yeah.
You know, do a Sunday.
Sunday. You should be getting ready for Monday, and Tuesday. It's a Sunday. Get the fuck ready for Monday.
It's the open wheel modified funny car extravaganza of 2021, where if you wear a mask, we're going to shoot you.
Shut up, Seth.
What?
All right, so now, if I call Phoebe up.
Now?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I got to lock this in because, I mean.
Well, I mean, we're talking days off here. I'm perked up here.
Okay.
Because my birthday's February 1st.
I understand. And we're scheduled to work on Monday. Well, yeah. All of us would come in on Monday and let you take Monday off because it's your birthday and you're getting fucked as long as...
I fuck.
As long as you fuck and you got some stories about fucking.
No,
what do you mean?
No, but Bubba... I
got to get something in return.
I understand how you work. You need.
I used to want tapes, but now I just want stories.
I get it, and I'm with that. But I think it would be appropriate if we did call Phoebe, just because I believe we'd have to do something new and exciting for us to tell you about, and that's going to be up to her.
Okay, now would she get the staycation place a little bit longer, knowing that you don't have to go back to work till Wednesday?
Well, that staycation place, you know, that costs a little extra. So, I mean. We already sprung for the two nights. I sprung for two
How
instead of one.
How much was two nights?
I think a few hundred total.
200 a night or 100 a night?
I think 200 a night.
All right. So what if I gave you another $200?
Come on.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck my wife.
Listen, we're cutting. That's like the Color of Money Paul Newman deal.
I don't know that movie.
And I buy an extra night, but I'm going to have to get her on the phone.
Yeah.
You have to be on the air Monday. On the air via phone in the 9 o'clock hour, just to give us, you know, a little, you know, a little rundown how it went.
Okay. Why don't I just come in at 9?
No, I don't want you in here. I want you fucking on St. Pete Beach.
Well, what if I fuck and then come in?
No.
And I, what if I smell
it's not,
like...
It's not completely, a, it's not a day off then at that point. I don't want you, I want you to be able to sleep in, go outside, get high, and fuck your wife.
Okay. God. What's...
Is that too much to ask?
No, it's,
I mean,
not
and,
many...
I'll, and I'll give you $200. I'll give you $200, which pays for the extra night of room.
And not many bosses have offered this up for to fuck my wife.
I'm not fucking your wife.
No, I know. I'm just, you know, for me to.
I know that's how much. I love you. That's how,
how something's going
how
on
much
here.
I want to keep you happy.
You don't. You're keeping me out of work. What's happening? Are you?
You're always working me for money and time off. I'm giving you both. Now all I can do is blast your wife.
Well, now something seems amiss. And now
nothing's
now,
amiss. I'll see you Wednesday, buddy. Here's $200.
That's amiss,
motherfucker.
You're springing for extra nights. You want me to fuck my wife? It's a whole scene.
Want to fuck the shit out of her and then tell us about it?
Oh,
she ain't answering the phone.
God.
Hello.
Hey, it's Bubba, and I'm friend, not foe. You must know that.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So, how's that dog doing in the background?
She's good. She's letting me know there's a cat in the yard. No big deal.
Oh, okay, cool. So, now, is little Phoebe at school and everything?
She is at school, yeah.
Right. How you feeling today? Are you feeling a little crazy?
Yes.
No, she's not, Bubba.
Oh, she's not?
No.
Seth, what did you try and got shot down over the weekend?
No, she's just, she never feels crazy.
Yeah, what's going on? Are you trying to get it in? What's going on here?
Well, he wants to fuck today, first of all. But more importantly, he wants you, as soon as he walks in the door today, he wants you to say, let's fuck. Like, and then you guys just do it.
Well, I'm leaving for work in like 10 minutes.
Oh, close that one. Okay, that's good. So today won't work, but
well,
how
no,
about...
No, but she can come home before she, you know...
Shut up, Seth. I'm cutting a new deal. Shut the fuck up. So, okay, so today, we'll give it to you today.
Okay.
Today's a little stressful.
Okay.
But...
All right.
What about I give Seth Monday and Tuesday paid off next week, and I give him $200, and you get an extra day of the staycation place, and he gets to just take you pillar to post on Sunday night. And you're really, really, really sexually aggressive this weekend because it's his birthday.
It is his birthday. Little Steffi will be at the staycation place with us, though. Do you have a babysitter for us?
No, but she's going to pass out when given a proper amount of children's Benadryl. Yes. When properly given the right and safe amount of children's Benadryl, she'll be TT99 with Blippi playing in the background, and your big jugs will be swinging over the fucking beds. What Seth got it calculated at. Seth, what do you got?
I don't even know. She doesn't seem like she's interested. I don't even think she heard you out. Then I'm getting...
I'm into it. So you get Monday and Tuesday off.
Paid.
But you got to give me some fuck stories. Like, Bubba wants the stories, so it can't just be a run-of-the-mill. Like, you gotta turn it up.
Yeah, like, you need to have,
okay.
Like
we got to get some other people involved.
No.
We got to get some outfits. We got to get some stuff, some juices,
but
some
now, hold on.
Bluebirds, stations.
Phoebes, I'm giving Seth an extra $200.
Okay.
As well, but I gotta have like.
So he's
I mean,
gonna.
Phoebe, you gotta really fucking be naughty this weekend.
Okay, I can be naughty.
Naughtier than naughty. You're like Seth's like it's getting fucking boring. Just soup it up a tad, Clem, and so I'm trying to do it.
Okay, I can do that. I will do that.
But
I will naughty it up.
How?
What are we gonna do? Are you gonna see if one of the gals from Kawa is free?
Seth,
what?
That's not helping. I don't think that Phoebe's ready for a threesome.
I'm not trying to do the job like you, where you got people coming and plowing my lady. I'm trying to get another lady in the mix. That's how I like
listen,
it.
Listen, don't do me dirty like that. I just cut this deal. You want to work Monday, bitch, and get no pussy? Because I'm fixing to put that in there.
Mother,
too.
I don't know. Now this feels like a deal that I should get HR involved in. It's pussy at work. It doesn't feel right.
I'm HR. What do you got?
Oh, shit. Never mind.
So, Phoebes, here's the deal. Phoebes,
yes.
No girl, obviously, but I mean, you know.
Oh, come
like,
on,
you
Bubba.
Know, maybe, first of all, he hasn't said, I'm just going to be really, really crass at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he says he likes to titty fuck, and he hasn't titty fucked in a while.
I don't feel like he likes that. Every time I offer them up, he's not interested.
Seth, what do you mean? She said she's offered him up.
Well, no, it's not, I need more than that this weekend.
Well, I know.
Of course.
I mean, we'll start with a bootleg a titty fuck, and maybe we'll go to. Now, what else do
Why
you?
Why can't we get partner tag
what
team
do you,
partners?
What do
like
you,
the Royal Rumble? Somebody comes running in all of a sudden, and it's a surprise.
To me, Phoebe, it sounds like he's got a really big fantasy with another girl involved.
It definitely sounds that way.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fine to have that fantasy.
It's fine.
I mean, yeah, I mean, can Seth, now, are you supposed to find the additional player, or is she supposed to?
No, she is.
Oh, she is. Yeah. Boy, you're not very demanding at all now, are you?
What do you mean? Well, how am I supposed to? I can't talk to women. What do they want with me?
Well, how do you expect them to want to fuck you and your wife
well,
if you can't even talk to
them? She talks me up, you know? Hey, look, here's this guy. He's kind of quirky. He's, you know, he's a younger Larry David. Does that get you horny? You know, do you want to?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. He's
They're going to run away.
He's a fuck machine.
Are you a fuck machine, Seth? Are you a fuck machine?
I don't know what a fuck machine is. I don't know. Mm. Clearly, my wife's not jumping in here, so I don't think so.
Phoebe, is Seth a fuck machine, Phoebe?
He'd like to be. It's just that, you know.
She takes away my keys.
I don't know if he's kidding or not. A lot of times he'll say something sexual and I laugh because I don't know if he's kidding.
I'm not kidding.
He says, with you and sex, it's never a kid.
I'm not joking.
Okay. A lot of times I think his uncomfortable outburst that you find kidding is his way of coping of really telling you what he wants. I've only been around about a year and 2 months, but I got this motherfucker figured out. His little outbursts that we think are funny and childlike are really how he feels. And he masks them with funny, you know.
All right. Well, listen, I'll go to Victoria's Secret this week. I'll get some sexy stuff.
No, Fredericks of Hollywood.
It's a lot more slim.
I don't think that exists anymore.
Yeah.
I don't
think shit. She's going to go right next to the Sizzler and the fucking sweet tomatoes and to the fucking Frederick store. She's going to go right next to the fucking Neiman Marcus and the Macy's that got closed to the fucking Fredericks of Hollywood, Seth.
Well, should I go to like a Todd or a Jack and Jill or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, Seth, in particular, is there anything, I mean, just because we got it all laid out here, is there anything in like any outfit-wise that you would like so that she gets that?
No, I just like, you know.
A fucking cop?
I don't like professions. I'm not into an absurd profession. I'm into sluts, you know? So
well,
that's what I like.
He likes when I wear like just a blazer.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I'm wearing like heels and just a blazer.
Right. With your kitty hanging out there,
yeah,
yeah, heels and a blazer. That might work, right, Seth? Are you good with that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
How about heels and like a White Sox jersey? Will that do it for you, Seth?
I'm not. The sports stuff doesn't really do it for me either. You know, I'm not really sports or you know that doesn't. Yeah,
I'm not like.
I have to tell you, part of the reason why I'm a little like gun shy about this stuff is because for his birthday, like 10 years ago or 11 years ago. I dressed up in like a slutty French maid Victoria's Secret outfit and brought him breakfast in bed, and he laughed at me.
Seth, see, she's got fucking mentals too. You poor thing,
Bubba.
I mean, you're not the only person that's got mentals around here. When you, you've traumatized her from the outfit.
Yes,
Bubba. Do you notice she said like 11, 15 years ago? I was a troubled young man back then. I thought naked women were funny, and I didn't realize that women had feelings and emotions like I do as well. And, you know, I would never laugh at that. If it ever happened again, I'm sorry.
So now are you saying that one might be a really nice offering as breakfast from a slutty, you know, breakfast girl? Are you saying?
A slutty breakfast girl would be cool. Mm. That would be something that I would be into, yeah.
Slutty breakfast girl it is.
Yeah.
Maybe with with some high heels and a blazer kicker. Now, what? Any particular naughty taboo sex, Seth? That you've, you know, like, are you?
Yeah, I like to get on top.
You want to get on top? She just laughs.
This is why I can never be a.
So
this is
naughty.
This is why I can't be a fuck machine,
now,
Bubba.
Now hold on.
Doesn't take me seriously.
You want to be on top, like as in just like standard missionary?
I mean, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound naughty. But yes, I do. I want her to look into my eyes and see how crazy I get.
Are you going to have your sunglasses on? You like to wear those on uncomfortable situations.
I don't know. I took a picture the other day in goalie pads at Amley Arena.
You look kind of hot, too. I will tell you this. You look somewhat athletic.
I?
Yeah, you had your big boy jeans on.
Phoebe's like, oh, bring those home with hard eyes. And I don't know,
the demand.
Is she horny for the big cat?
The demand goes two ways. Just don't think that you're not the only. Like, she has demand. She has fantasies.
I know, but they don't
involve
me.
Do you care about
me?
Her? Phoebe, do you have fantasies that involve your husband? Are they all for Kucherov and Velasikowski?
No, they're not about Kucherov. You know, there has been.
She didn't say no to the 88 guy, though, did she?
Oh boy.
we've been out, whether it's an event or something like that, where he's dressed up and has a shirt and a tie on, and I tell him to leave the shirt and the tie on. You know, it's not, this goes both ways. Like, it's not.
Seth, you can't roll in like a fucking homeless slob and think that she wants to fuck you with breakfast girl deal, buddy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sometimes I feel like
Very one way. You're selfish on the mentals. We're fucked up too, buddy.
No. I just feel like I feel like I'm in demand, you know, and I feel like right now is my time to shine, and I feel like I'm a hot stock. And I feel like she should know that the minute I walk in the door, hey, Bitcoin's here. What do you want to do? You want to see it? You want to fuck it? You want to touch it? You want to hold it? You want to know it's real? I feel like all those things should be going through her mind, and they're not. They're going through my mind.
Man, you are fucking you are your own cheerleader. You're a walking hype machine, buddy.
Well, I mean, you got to
hear that?
Yeah,
what am I supposed to walk around and feel like a schlep? I mean, and not feel like I have anything to offer?
No.
I got a 5.5-inch rod. I got podcast skills. I got shit to bring to the fucking table.
I got a 5.5-inch rod and podcast skills. Man, that should be. Right to the Radio Hall of Fame, Marconi motherfucker. Look at you.
I mean, good Lord. Like,
who would have ever thought? That's all you needed to tell your former employees. I got a 5.5-inch rod and skills, kid.
I know. They denied both of those things.
Oh, so anyway, Phoebes, he's going to get Monday. And this is locked in.
Is this a real deal?
This is a real deal. But $200, Seth, and Monday and Tuesday off. But Monday, you have to be accessible when you wake up, like at 9 or something, for me to call you live on the air. And within what we can say on the regular radio, you give us a little description as to how, you know, Phoebe came through as she said she was.
May I ask you a question, Spongio?
Please.
Should we save this content for the podcast?
Yes.
We record podcasts on Monday?
Well, hold on. You're going to be here? No, because I got to leave the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right after the show.
Okay, we'll take care of that next week. We'll record a couple episodes this week or whatever. But yeah, okay, we'll do it on the big show.
Yeah, the big show.
Big show.
I'll be here Monday.
Okay.
And you will not be.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll be, you know, just fucked out. Have you ever been fucked out before, Seth?
No.
When's the last time you got fucked out?
It's been a long, long time, probably like 13 or 14 years.
And what would it take?
Whenever it was when Phoebe and I, when we went to my uncle's house on the East Coast, and I think we had sex like six times in a day.
Yeah.
Do you yearn for those times, Seth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Would half of that be good?
Yeah.
Like, let's say you guys fucked once on Friday.
She doesn't like to do it more than once.
Okay, but hold on. Let me fucking cut this deal. Once on Friday.
This feels weird.
And then Saturday morning, maybe is breakfast slot, bitch.
Where's our daughter on this Saturday morning, Bubba?
I don't know. You know, I've completely not figured that into the equation.
Okay, yeah.
Phoebe probably can only fuck one time a day because it's got the kid to worry about.
That's
and the
true.
Dogs. And you.
Yeah. Yeah,
a 3-year-old, 2 dogs, and a Seth Kushner. My God. Fucking, I'm going to the bridge on that deal.
I'm exhausted.
No wonder the thing doesn't want a poor little thing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, listen.
Well, listen. We start the staycation on Friday, but little Sethy is at school until 5 o'clock on Friday, so we'll have a couple of hours
to knock
there
on
before I have to leave to get her.
Yeah. Do you promise naughtiness for those 2 hours?
I promise.
Oh, Seth, look.
Okay, there we go. Locked in, Willie. Mm. Do you do this for everybody's birthday, Bubba?
No, I've never done this for anybody.
Thank you so much.
Usually it's involving my wife. Phoebes, I'm on your team, honey, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye now. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
It's a good woman right there, as much as you want to act like you don't.
What am I acting like? I'm not acting like anything.
Like you
She's
don't get
great.
Any pussy. You get a lot of pussy.
She's great. I'm greater. And the best.
You Donald Trump now?
No. I'm somebody else. Some Smithers.
By the way, Friday, I'm laying in a hotel room in Ocala. That's all I'm going to tell you. And I get a fucking Seth call. And I had to go take a poop, too. So Seth's like, Spongio, why are you out of breath? I'm like, because I'm pooping in Ocala.
No, you didn't tell me that until the end of the conversation, which is your normal go-to thing. You're normally doing weird things like getting sucked off or shitting or doing something on the phone.
Why do you
say
that?
That's very unsavory, and I have to be the one that, you know, has to get startled with that information.
Sucked off or shitting. Say it.
Sucked off or shitting. Are you mad that I called you to bounce some shit off of you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But when I see you calling, I'm like, so I'm in the hotel room.
Everybody always says that, man.
Hold on.
Everybody always says when they see me calling,
buddy, they get freaked out. Buddy, buddy, buddy.
How am I supposed to reach out for help when times are dark? That's why I lean on Larry Buer.
When it's Friday night at like, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Maybe that's when my thoughts are darkest.
Prime time.
That's a prime time for my dark thoughts.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting a call. This is deep. This is freshly into the weekend. Like, the weekend just started. And I just saw this gentleman, you know, a few hours ago. And he's now blowing me up on a Friday night. Oh my God, I hope he's okay. That's the first thing I said. Are you okay? Are you okay? Yes, I'm okay, Spongo.
Well, I asked
but I hate the following people.
But I asked if you were alone, and that was a hard question for you to answer.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, go.
Anybody I'm around knows that I must take your phone call.
Right,
and everybody, one of my top priorities.
Everybody always says that when they see me calling, they think something's wrong. I don't know why that is. Sometimes I just like to talk other than texting. When you want to get something fucking accomplished, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
And I appreciate you taking my call.
And I appreciate you giving it to me, kid. That's
why
I'm giving you Monday off for a fuck fest.
Anybody text you during the Packers game yesterday, or they respected your boundaries?
Nobody texted me because I turned my phone off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And put it on the charger.
Sorry.
Fucking Packers.
Well, I'm sorry, man.
I mean, they're just completely.
I don't
even know what they do.
No, they're good. They're on the, you know, two back-to-back NFC championship games. They're on the
Aaron
right track.
Aaron Rodgers is completely Seth Kushnered out right now.
Boy, I tell you what, that long hair on Aaron Rodgers, that's a good look. I can't lie. Kind of, you know, you saw it yesterday?
Yeah.
It was, right, you like it, don't
you? No, I don't. I think that fucking Cheeto Bandito mustache that he's got, that single all by itself standalone.
Yeah.
Key West butt tickler needs to go.
He didn't have, that's like a preseason deal, isn't it? I don't think he had a full-on mustache yesterday, did he?
Yeah, I guess they take pictures in their preseason and they use them all year.
Yeah.
Right.
What are you mad about Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers was wheeling and dealing.
No, I just like, you know, he said, okay, I'm going to need some time off. I'm fucked up in the head. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, like, what the fuck?
The Packers fucked him, dude. I mean, come on.
They did. They fucked him.
They fucked him.
For him to stay with the organization, they have to unfuck him, and I don't know if it's unfuckable or not.
It's not unfuckable. It's fucked up.
And basically, you're battling between a general manager and Aaron Rodgers, and unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers will lose, but in realistic terms, as a Packer fan, Aaron Rodgers is on the right side of this deal, and they should fucking reprimand the fucking general manager and get rid of that asshole is what they should do. But they won't because they got too much invested in this guy, and he's relatively new, and they're trying to let him find his way.
Do you see
he found his way with a fucking shitty draft that upset the fucking franchise.
It's upset you. Can I tell you, Bubba, what? Your team can make it to the Final Four and really in any sport, and then the second they lose, it's like how did they even make it this far? Everything's fucking wrong with the team. And I'm not just saying that about the Packers. Like, that's what when the Bears – I mean, that's what any team fucking loses. You're like, this team is horrible. How do we even make it to the championship game?
Right.
I don't know what the Packers are going to do. I don't know how they improve. Their backup quarterback, Jordan Love, who they drafted in the first round, is only –
not even the backup.
Well, he's going to be active on game day next year. They're not going to keep sitting the guy, especially if there's some sort of –
they trade him. I'm just telling you, the only way this general manager can save face is to trade him and get something – of value for him, take two steps back, say that we have our franchise quarterback right here, and that he's going to... But then again, the Packers will turn on him and say, fuck you, Aaron Rodgers. You know what? We're working on your time frame. And unfortunately, the league is built around huge fucking quarterbacks. And if you don't have that huge quarterback, look at the remaining four quarterbacks that were left.
Yes.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady. You got two up-and-coming fucking studs, and you got two old-timers, right? But you got legends, either that are made or in the making. And so the NFL is a quarterback league, and if you got one, arguably that's one of the greatest of all time. Aaron Rodgers is certainly in that conversation. He's a top 25 of all-time quarterback, if not top 10.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the best I've ever seen.
So
I mean,
you
as
got,
far as accuracy.
So you got him. You got him for at least four more years, maybe six if he signs like another 2 years.
Six?
Well, okay, he's 30. He's 38.
Right.
Okay, if he plays as long as Brady's playing.
Well, that's, come on.
Okay.
Brady's an anomaly right now.
All right, so you got him at least for, he's going to be productive at least for the lifetime of his contract.
You guys are fucked up, man. You're going to have you guys are fucked. I'm sorry to tell you.
And so what they do now, no matter what decision they make, they've now polarized their fans. Either you're like, hey, I'm for the organization, and I think they have to plan long-term, and Aaron Rodgers should get over it. Or they fucked him and didn't give him any tools, and we only have him for a few more years, and if I'm him, I'm telling you to suck my dick. So, But as a Packer fan, you're on either side of the fence. I'm kind of on the, you fucked him. You got one of the greatest of all time. this only comes around once every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you had Brett Favre before, that's, you know, usually a franchise doesn't have that luxury where you have two of your greatest of all time back to back, right?
No, I mean, it's Young and Montana, but yeah, no, yeah. It's very, come on.
And so you got it.
To get two quarterbacks even like that in the history of your franchises,
right,
doesn't happen.
All you had to do was to draft a fucking wide receiver in the first two or three rounds. They were there. You fucking drafted some guy from, and this isn't even a guy from Alabama. This guy's from fucking Utah State. We don't even know if he's that good, right? Whatever fucking schematics you used to draft this guy, nonetheless, you drafted him. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
The fuck out of here.
I know. And all these, I mean, this is...
But look how much they could turn it around. Let's just say, Seth, you and I are general managers. You go up to Rodgers. You say, hey, Rodgers, we fucked up. But your head was in the game, and you fucking nailed it this year, and we're gonna give you a team that you have a say-so in, and we're getting rid of fucking Jordan Love for a second rounder, and we're going to get you a fucking some weapons. And guess what, buddy? When you're 2 years from not wanting to be here, give us a heads up, and we'll draft a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
and you know what he says? Fucking A, guys. I'm here to fucking do, you know, 405-pound squats in the offseason.
But that's not, guys don't want to. Why would a GM give his job to a quarterback?
Well, you either do that or you're going to get fucking ran out of a rail when Aaron Rodgers tells you to fucking pack sand and he pulls a Matt Stafford / Deshaun Watson fucking trade me shit.
Yeah,
and the fucking Bears end up with them.
Look, despite Aaron Rodgers having an MVP type season, you know, he's not 32 like Matt Stafford, and he's not 25 like Deshaun Watson. So
no,
a team
instead he's fucking, you know, 4 years younger than a 43-year-old Tom Brady, 5 years younger than a Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers would take some really good teams to the Super Bowl. The Bears. He'd take the fucking Bears to the Super Bowl. They got the defense. He'd take the Niners to the Super Bowl. He'd take the fucking Saints to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He'd fucking do something with Bill Belichick's New England fucking Patriots.
Yeah.
Would he not?
Yeah, he would. He would.
So that's what the fuck you got. So if you're Mr. General Manager Packer, what the fuck, you idiot?
Man, I'm sorry this happened. Who do you like in the Super Bowl, Bucks or Chiefs?
I like the Bucks just because I think that's the best story ever told. I think the NFL.
Best story ever told.
No, I mean I don't.
Story.
I just think that they're. I think that the fucking league wants the Bucks to win. The league's gonna. I mean, I think the Bucks win. Probably they might have a chance.
I don't think the league gives a fuck who wins. I think they're okay with Patrick Mahomes being the face of the NFL. He is the face of the NFL, and I mean, you have a new dynasty if the Chiefs win. It's a new dynasty. The dynasties are so rare in sports. Especially football, the Patriots, you had one, but now we're talking two back-to-back Super Bowls with no signs of letting up anytime soon.
I don't know if the Packers, like, what do they do, Seth? What do they do? Do they regroup, or do they just keep them? Do they try to fucking get a hold of Aaron Rodgers and say,
fine.
I mean, well, I mean, but
look,
as management, what do you do?
As far as I'm concerned, and I'm not worried about, you know, 4 years from now, I'm worried about right now because I've been in back-to-back championship games. I'm just going to continue to put around any pieces in place that can help Aaron Rodgers and help the team win right now. And I'm not.
Do you re-sign Aaron Jones? I think Aaron Jones walks.
If the money's not right, I would consider letting him walk and bringing back Jamal Williams and having A.J. Dillon and maybe spending your money on a wide receiver, or maybe they need offensive line, or maybe they need secondary help. There's a lot of weapons you get Aaron Rodgers that aren't necessarily wide receivers and tight ends. You know, you get the guy a stud cornerback, and then you got somebody to help Jair Alexander, and then you're not getting fucking, you know, run up and down the field like the Bucks were doing to them yesterday.
The Smith brothers, where the fuck were they?
Yeah, they didn't show up.
To worry about his fucking bullshit mouthpiece.
I hope this has been therapy for you.
It has been. You ready to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Thank you, Seth.
Thanks for the day off.
I don't even remember the deal I cut with you, but I'll see you on next Wednesday.
I got a lot of money. I don't have to work. Thank you. I said chill. Up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot. I make them shiver. Then easy to win.